It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mad's Maddest Writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2108, recorded Thursday, September 3rd, 2026. Giz Whiz gets wise. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has a brand new wise cam, plus a pretty good what the heck is it. I have a brand new crappy corner theme, and we get to find out what the heck it really was from the past 2 months. All that next on the Giz Whiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! And here he is, the heckiest host, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Good. Doing good myself. What'd you get up to this last week?
Last week after the show, I went uptown to see United Palace Theater, which was one of Lowy's five huge theaters they built back in, I guess, the 20s and 30s. And I took some shots. You can just go to rent. So this is the main theater.
Wow.
And with the mezzanine and stuff, it sits 3,500 people.
Wow.
And when you walk into the theater, this is the lobby.
Whoa.
The lobby is so big. That's where the dance was held, in the lobby. This is one end of the lobby. And these enormous, like, bronze doors that lead into the theater. There are a number of them.
Look, whoa!
I have never seen a theater. There's no room. There's nothing that isn't decorated.
Wow. Is that bronze or wood? Painted?
You know, I think a lot of it is wood. I'm not sure. You know, it's entirely possible that some of it is fiberglass, because it took years to the building was in total disrepair. And I think it was Reverend Ike who bought the theater and started doing some renovations. And then I think Madison Square Garden bought it and brought it all the way back. I mean, you just walk around going, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, there's no art on the walls because the walls are art.
Yes, this is one of the hallways.
Wow.
It was really an amazing place. Yeah, look at that. It's just some little knickknacks as you walk down the hallways.
I think I see Lumiere from the Princess of the what is it? Beauty and the Beast. Wow.
Just an amazing adventure. It was great. It was just great.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
And the carpets.
Carpeting. Everything looks so... ta-da!
That's that level that you were seeing from below.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
This is like... This is the walk-around level where you go. The restrooms are up there. The only thing that's brand new is the restrooms. And they are the most... the dumbest restrooms I've ever seen. Huge line of urinals, a huge line of booths, and two sinks. Only two sinks.
Oh, no.
That's mistake number one to my mind. And two is the stalls in the men's room are monstrous. So they hang the toilet paper dispensers on the back of the door.
Oh, my gosh.
So you pretty much have to do what you do and then walk to the door.
Reach across. Okay.
I guess if you go there a lot, as you enter the stall, you take the end of the roll of toilet paper.
Oh, no.
keep rolling it out until you sit.
Oh, no.
And now you can control the toilet paper from a sitting position.
We're going to be covering a gadget in a few weeks of, you know, a hanger to mount on, magnetize on, and then you loop it over so that you can always have it. Oh, my word. Yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
So the restrooms were brand new and badly designed, especially compared to the rest of
the rest.
And anything thrilling?
Nothing really thrilling, but there is something that I want to let the GizWiz community know about.
Okay.
It is a fundraiser. So 10 years ago, my sister Drew founded Gender Unbound, and it's I'll talk a little bit more about it, but it has the goal to create a safe, fun community for transgender and intersex artists in Austin, Texas. And so for 10 years, they've actually been doing art-centered community events, markets, festivals, and workshops. And so Gender Unbound is, you know, they just finished 10 years, so they're looking forward to the next 10 years. So they're hoping to raise $10,000 in the next 10 days. And so I have a little link that I'll put in the show notes.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Excellent.
And then I'll put it in the chat room as well for people to see. But they're really close to their goal.
Wow. They're doing very – holy cow.
Yeah, they're doing really great. They're doing super great. There's my mom. The link that I have is actually to help you can almost, like, create a team. So you'll be supporting – my mom has found 14 supporters. So you're supporting my mom. I'm passing along.
Yeah, I'll do that.
But you can find out, you know, all of it from the page and help support them there. So I wanted to give, you know, of course, my older sister a little shout out because
it's
an incredible project that she started. She doesn't work on it day to day anymore. Some incredible people have stepped in. She actually moved out of Austin, so she left it in the hands of some folks in Austin, Texas. So. But it's just, you know, I'm so proud of what it's become and grown into because my older sister started it, and it's really grown into something pretty cool with some really neat events. And,
that's a great message.
A really great message.
Super. Super.
So let's jump into some gadgets, shall we?
Okay. The first one, the story is all told in the video.
Ooh, here we go.
We're taking a look at my newest camera. Okay. The Wyze Duo Cam Pan.
You can mount it flat on a table or a shelf or indoors or outdoors, upright, upside down, mounting brackets included. And it's IP65. So weather doesn't bother it.
I bought this when Wyze started, so it's been out in the yard for, I don't know, 15 years. It gave up the ghost, so I thought I would replace it with something new. So I bought this guy
that follows
you. Mm-hmm. You're going to follow me here?
You're tall. Yes, let me go up there and see you.
And so camera follows you, the top camera, and the bottom camera is stationary. So we'll take a look at what you see when you view this on your phone and on your computer.
All right, so this is the phone view. I'm walking toward the house. I stop to look at the greenhouse. Meanwhile, the bottom camera is on the rest of the backyard. This is the PC view with the smaller picture in the lower right being the stationary camera and the wider, bigger picture, the moving camera. And the Wyze app says there are many major limitations to the app on the PC over the app on the phone.
Cameras are lighted, okay, at night.
Wow.
And so
I would not have expected that.
See, the beam is following me. And there are two. Now, the description says four LED lights. Oh, I see. There are two double lights in each.
When I look closer, each LED light is two different beams in there.
Two LED lights, and they're really bright. Let me just see how. Man. Yeah, so there's the backyard with the lights out. Then you can turn on an alarm.
Okay, so the Wyze DuoCam Pan 2K camera's on sale, all right?
Great
and it went on sale, of course, 2 days after I bought it. I paid $69.98, and now it's $59.98. And I believe they're calling that a Labor Day special. So if you're watching this show shortly after we record it, it'll probably be at that $10 off price. And it did pretty well, 4.4 out of 5 stars from 1,152 people. And, you know, Wyzecam, their stuff is really great.
That's an amazing price, isn't it?
I am very impressed at that price.
Yeah.
I would have thought a dual camera setup like that would have been $100.
Exactly. Me too. Yeah.
Exactly. That is awesome because, I mean, I can think of so many use cases, you know, a living room, a front porch, a back porch, where you kind of want a static shot. But then there's plenty of times when the static shot just does not get the angle you need. Log in, go turn it around or have it, you know, panned. And
yeah, put motion. On auto and it'll follow around.
Yeah.
And you tell it what you're looking for, you know.
Yeah.
I'm
so
telling mine, look for a person and a pet. And if I go out there or Dennis, you see me and you see Charlie.
That's cool. Great. It's so cool. And I've owned a few Wyze products and always been impressed with them. Specifically on the software side, they have the app has always been solid, which is, you know, when you try to get into lower priced security stuff like this, they'll be like, oh, you can connect with an app. And you're like, which app? And the Wyze one I trust and is good. Let me see. I do. I still have it. The Wyze camera. What was this thing called? The Wyze car. This was an April Fool's.
I remember that. Yes.
This was an April Fool's thing that they actually sold, but they only sold like 500 of them. But you could.
It's none working.
I might be able to download the software and still get it to work.
The camera's a real camera.
Yeah, it's a real camera.
It's
the camera that was needed to work it. I still have it just attached, and then you just take a any battery pack that you have, and you put it right here, and there's a little rubber band to hold down the battery pack, and then you just shove this USB-A into the battery pack, and now it works. Which is honestly fantastic because I don't have to worry about corroded batteries or anything like that. You know,
it's just like, great.
So if I want to use it, I just plug in a battery and then, you know, it was funny as I was just talking about the software. This is funny because this was a product of like only 100. So I have no idea if the software would run, work at all.
Okay.
You had to download a specific Wyze car app to get it to work. So who knows about that?
Well, we have a lot of Wyze fans in the chat room.
Yeah,
Spaceman has 7 of them.
Yeah. It's because you just think of a reason. Oh man, I kind of need a camera here. I'll just buy another one for $20 or
exactly.
In this case, $60. You know, you're just like, oh well, throw a camera at it and see. I used to use them to watch my 3D prints. You know, I just had a Wyze camera. I'll just watch this 3D print and then I'll see if something's going wrong. Very cool. Very cool. The Wyze Duo Cam Pan.
Yeah. And they're 2K, which is great. Great picture.
That's great. Okay. What else you got for
All right.
Us?
Time for a...
What the heck is it?
Another what the heck is it? All right. There it is.
A
chat room, chat.
Very mean pie
Dennis,
pan.
You have the best look at it, Dennis. Yeah.
It's a way for torturing tortillas.
Any guess?
Oh, that's good.
It's a...
It looks like you could put a ball in there and roll it around or something.
That's not a bad guess. Okay. It is a...
Is it
very bizarre. I have no idea who would use this. It is a chicken or vegetable shredder.
That's what I meant.
What did you say? Yeah, okay.
What?
Yes, I know. And to tell you the truth, I bought this specifically to be this month's What the Heck Is It gadget. I could not take a photo of it that Google Photos did not say, oh, the chicken shredder.
Oh.
Because it's kind of not fun because so many people just use Google Photos to guess the what the heck is it. And actually, it makes it sometimes not good for yourself because there are way more winning answers for a silly or clever answer. Anyway.
How does it work?
I'll show you how it works, okay? You put... Now, we don't have any chicken here, but I have some white meat. I have white meat chicken here, okay, thinly sliced. You stick it, you just put it in.
With a cutlet?
You have to cut. You know, first of all, the meat has to be cooked. It's
right.
The cooked meat.
Right. Not
I
raw.
You just put in
yeah.
chunks
not
of
raw.
Chicken.
It says raw meat will
then
not
you put
work.
This thing on it. And you see, this also has pointy parts on it. Okay. And then. Oh, you can see. Yeah, look it.
Oh.
It starts to shred
and
the towels, but they're
bounty.
They seem to hold together, but you get the idea. And the company says since the lid is clear,
the cheaper paper towel,
you can see the amount of shredding and stop when it's the way you want it.
You know, I'm not sure.
Pulled chicken,
I guess. I can see shredding veggies would be easier to do, and you might want to shred veggies more. And it has some rubberized feet, so it doesn't spin around too much. Now, the thing is, I thought it was an awful lot of money. What would your guess be?
$30?
Oh, well, okay. Maybe it wasn't that much money.
Yeah, maybe. I was thinking maybe 20.
Chicken shredder.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Lodge, $27. 22 people gave it 4.2 stars. But, you know what? If you keep going down, it says you may also like... If you keep going down, similar item. Does this not look exactly
the same thing?
Exactly the same thing.
It is the same thing.
And it's a lot cheaper. Well, not a lot cheaper. It's $20 versus. Oh my gosh! Higher rated from 25,500 people.
The same thing.
And it's cheaper.
How bizarre!
Yeah. Visible chicken breast shredder.
Now, why would you? Just what you need in a New York apartment.
Also good for shredding pork, beef. Anyway, so that's how it works. And that's why it is not this month's What the Heck Is It?
Wow.
Oh, they're so tender now.
Oh.
It's very good. It's very good. That's it. Great fun here at the What the Heck Is It studio.
There was a time I was eating so much chicken. I may have wanted one. Definitely.
Oh, okay. Well, you guessed that you thought it would be worth $20.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think the price. Oh, it just came down to $25 for the one I bought. That was $27. And I think the other one, it's still the same price.
Yeah.
All right, it's still a $7 difference. They certainly look like they come from the same factory.
Yeah, definitely. They look just about identical.
Yeah.
One thing, pro tip, probably the reason I never got something like this is if you have one of those electric hand mixers, so... You know, it's electric, but it has like the two spinning like mixers on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You mean like a regular Mixmaster kind of thing?
Type of thing. Yeah. Here. And let's see if someone has done what I gonna do.
Oh, you mean they make things that can shred?
No, just here. Watch this. Shred chicken in seconds. This is from
Hello, guys. Today's tip is how to shred chicken in a matter of seconds. So you're gonna take your chicken. Mine's in the crock pot. It's been sitting there all day. Just gonna go ahead and take it out. You still want it hot. And you're gonna stick it in your bowl.
Okay, get to the point, lady.
You take your mixer.
A mix master?
You want it on a low speed. Make sure they're in tight. And
there you go.
Holy shit, I never...
This is what I do.
Mix them around.
Wow.
Get some of those pieces.
Well, that's stubborn, but that's amazing.
Shredding.
That's amazing.
Seconds. Yeah.
That was your tip Tuesday. Well,
there you go. Now you know.
Yeah.
And it's almost impossible to overdo it because the chicken will just slip through the
little,
metal pieces, the paddles, whatever you call them.
Wow. Dennis, don't mail Chad the shredder.
There you go. There you go. Now you know. Now you know.
That was very good.
Yeah. Now. Okay, next gadget.
Okay, let's go to the gadget number 3. And it's another one of those things where there was two different prices for the same gadget. Here we go.
We're going to talk about the rechargeable neck fan. I believe it's also called the turbo neck fan because it works different from all the neck fans we've done in the past. And I'm doing it for two reasons. One is so you can see how this thing works. The second is the price. Okay, so this is the neck fan. Was $25 when I bought it. And it's kind of strange, okay? And I'll tell you why. Because the whole neck part is empty. And the turbo fans are two separate fans.
Oh.
So you have to channel each one independently.
Oh.
But it comes with...
But it's one of those two-in-one.
Oh, but there isn't a cable connecting them with a battery.
Charge it.
So it says 6,000 milliamps, but it's two 3,000 milliamp batteries.
Right before I do this spot, I usually look online to see what the current price is. It was $25 when I bought it. I think now, I forgot already, I think it was down to 17. But, you know, sometimes you go on Amazon and it says you also might like. It showed this for $9.99. And I thought, I'm just going to buy it for $10 to just see if it's the same fan. All right. So, $25 originally, $9.99, not on sale. That is the selling price on Amazon.
These look identical.
The same two-in-one cable.
You know what? I think this is the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Or $15 price change, all right? Originally $25. And now this, as I said, is not on sale. It's just $9.99 on Amazon. And so far, it is the same fan. Actually, I like the black better. Yeah, this is exactly the same fan. ladies and gentlemen. Look at that. All right, so now how much would you pay? Button on each side. Yeah. All right, so this is how the turbo fans work. This is the one that I just unboxed, so I don't know if it has much power in it. Yeah, okay. Oh, okay, well, this is interesting. When you turn on one switch, it does turn on both fans.
So you can, right? The switch on either side turns on both, so that's good.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And 6 speeds.
So it gets pretty loud. I think you can hear how loud it gets.
Actually, you can. I'm sort of surprised.
Actually, this one cools really well. Let me just double check the other one. Because the performance has to be exactly the same. So what it's basically, the fan is facing that way. So it's taking air in up front and blowing it along this tube. And it looks like the tube ends here. So it doesn't go behind your neck at all. Let's try this one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Actually, oh, this one doesn't have any battery left in it.
The expensive one came uncharged.
Yes, exactly.
They're a little bit on the heavy side, but they do a nice job of
it. Does have some power in it, turns out.
Here in the East, we only have a few more 85 degree days in the forecast.
This weekend coming up.
A week. But if you're living elsewhere, like down in Florida, this one is not bad for $10, okay? Rechargeable neck fan. The Q1.
Q11, not
and
one.
This is the Q5, but I'm sure they're... did I lose the booklet for the other one? Yeah, I already lost the booklet for it.
I'm sure they're from the same factory.
Everything looks the same. I think you're buying the same fan with a $15 difference.
There's some Disney locals that I feel like would like, Disney tourists that should get that.
Fan. Now, right before the show, I always check the prices. One went down and the other went up.
No.
Yes.
Okay, so this was the
this
one
is
you...
just the one that was $25.
It went down.
Well, you know what, Chad? Hit. They don't have price history on it, do they? Yeah. No, they don't. Okay.
No, not on this one. And then
that's so funny because on mine they did. And it went. Oh, this went up even more than this afternoon. This afternoon it was $12.95.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. They say it's on a discount, but they raised their typical price. That is so funny. That is so funny.
I wish they had the
they're in cahoots.
Price history. Yeah. Because one of them, the price history was at one point it was like $40, and then it was $17 for a while. Then it was all over the lot.
Oh my word!
Yeah, but now they're very. Right.
They've come in line, and it's like they talked.
Yeah, they're like $2 apart now.
They communicated. It seems like. Oh my gosh!
Oh, but a ton. Gosh.
Yeah.
A lot of companies. Getting stuff from that factory.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Well, now it doesn't matter which one you buy. They're about the same.
No. Oh, Martron says one of them has a $5 off coupon.
So. Oh, okay. I missed that.
Yeah. So if you look for that if you're buying one, interested in one of these.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I think it's time to get.
Oh boy.
A bit.
Oh boy.
Crappy.
You don't need it. But you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. It is time that we ask the patrons what the theme should be. And here were the options, Dickie D. It was between, and all of these options, by the way, were suggested by comments from last month, which was fantastic.
Oh, great.
Made my job easy. Solar gadgets, so anything to do with the sun or needs a solar panel.
Okay.
Water gadgets, So anything with water, water saving, pool garden, that type of thing.
Okay.
Or storage gadgets.
Oh, that's me. I need that.
Okay.
I'm into that. I'm going to say solar, people are not that interested in. That's my guess. And what was the second thing?
Water. And then it was
water,
storage.
Water, some interest. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking storage wins.
Okay. Whoever was the 41st vote is messing with me, because before we started the show, we were at 40 votes, and now we're at 41 votes.
Four.
And it is tied between solar gadgets and storage
what?
Gadgets. Now, storage gadgets was winning before. It was like this before. So I'm going to put in my vote and vote for storage gadgets, because that's what we did.
Yeah, no. Oh, well, now it's 2 points ahead.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it was because if I take my vote away, then it goes
I see. Okay.
When it was at 40 votes here, it was at storage gadgets. So we're going to go with storage gadgets. It's hard.
That's so funny, because I thought it's September. There's going to be no solar.
Oh, yeah.
In the east, up northeast, anyway.
True.
Long time. Yeah.
True. Okay, so storage gadgets. And
yeah, some for that.
The gadget that I want to talk about, I bought, what is it, September 5th? I bought it on August 5th. I'm not logged in, so it doesn't actually show the little badge at the top. But just before the show, it's like, you just bought this on August 5th. So I wanted to show it off. These are just some really basic under-desk organizers. What I liked was that it was two-tiered, so you could fit two things on it, and it was a two-pack. And it wasn't that expensive. It comes with the bottom trays and then some top little buckets. So I recorded a video earlier where I showed it off in person. So let's take a look. Okay, so here they are in person. Remember, you get two of them. So they have these trays that don't actually really have, here, let me get rid of these, any type of, like, you just have this basic tiny little guide to fit this on. It's very easy to misalign it. And so that's a little bit unsatisfying when it comes to these trays. And you can kind of see the whole construction is just a tad flimsy. It is made with just these rods that will press into each side, and it is just really not the best way to construct this. As long as, you know, it's okay as long as it really doesn't move and things don't shift around. I'm using these extra little containers. They are not included. What is included is these dividers. And I didn't find them useful, really. There are cutouts inside each of the bins for you to add them. So you can kind of see, you know, it would add a little bit of space. But I found that most of my things fit better in some other type of organization tray. So all in all, it does get more items into one area. I don't think this is the best solution, but for its cost and kind of the amount of space that you're able to get for the cost, that's why I like it. But, you know, other than that, it's very, very basic.
Okie dokie. I like them. Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's really, if, like, the sliding tray, I have another sliding tray sort of organizer. It has, it's like on rails, you know, it has like a real sliding mechanism. It's it's nice. And so that is something that you could almost slide every day. You know, it's like, oh, I gotta get to that thing. This, it's really only for those kind of stationary items that you're gonna grab every once in a while. Under the sink, it works well, but like on your counter, I feel like you would want an upgrade really, really fast. You know, and it's also not that expensive anyway. So It's kind of certain.
Oh, 24 bucks. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so that makes it only $12 a stand, $6 a tray, basically, or a platform.
Don't buy one. Did you see that? One of them is $20. Two of them is $25.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That is the worst ripoff ever. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. No. So there you go. Something that I purchased recently, I've been using, as you saw. It can hold lots of stuff. Not too expensive, but also really not the nicest organizer out there. This is going to be a great category. I'm super looking forward to
storage. I'm thrilled too. I love this.
Gadgets. Yep. So yeah, very, very cool. With that, let's move into, and thanks patrons for voting, except for the 41st person who voted and made it a tie. No, I'm just kidding. With that, let's head into.
Well, if I was voting, I would vote for storage gadgets.
Oh, good. Okay, good, good. Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy, together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Far on. All right, our Gadget Warehouse is from Jeff and his son Adam, who are frequent contributors, and here is their video. Oh, I think they're in chat, too. Oh,
perfect.
Hey, Dickie D and Chad, it's Jeff and Adam with another Gadget Warehouse video. This one, I got tired, basically, of buying those compressed air cans that you know to remove dust.
Yeah.
So, as you can see, just as a demonstration, here's the item, and that's a keyboard. It has a fan right there, USB-C. On-off switch. It's kind of hard to find. It comes with multiple attachments. The battery, you can see, is fully charged.
That sounds powerful.
Boy, it does.
And it gets really, really loud. You lower it and turn it off. And as you can see, it works pretty well. What I want to show you is, like I said, the attachments. It comes with one. Comes with two, comes with one that's on it, that's three, and a fourth one. Now, you can get these different variations on Amazon. By the way, a carrying case too. But one of the real reasons, and I chuckled when I got it, because I was just doing a search and it was under $20, was, I can't believe I'm going to show you this, the name of the product. Yes. The Air Duster Violent Fan.
Oh, the violent.
The one I got is not wanted in any states. It could be violent.
Violent fan.
I can't believe it actually says that. But it is a brushless motor, high-powered suction, which is not really suction. It's blowing it out. Stepless speed regulation, large capacity, and it does have a long battery. I've used it a few times, but I kind of giggled when I saw the name. The Violent Fan. So I would buy this again. It works pretty well, as you can see. It's just a great way to remove
dust. It's too violent.
Instead of buying those compressed air fans. So hope you like it. Keep up the great work. Love the show. Have a great day. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, man. That is.
Did he say $20? Is that all?
Yeah. That's yes. Let me open up the Amazon link that is provided. I want the thing is, I wouldn't be able to get rid of the box. Oh, it's $40
now. Oh, it's $40. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. 4.9 from 450 people.
Yeah. I want that box. This is violent. No, officer. He's not here, but I do have a violent fan that I think can be charged with a couple crimes.
Oh, my God.
That is so funny. That would actually be perfect. So, you know, fire needs air to... that'd be amazing. What'd be cool is if they had a metal extender, because...
Yeah.
Sometimes...
But, you know, maybe on super high, it could shred chicken.
Oh, now you're thinking. Now you're thinking. Wow, look at all these AI images. Wow. Amazing. Okay, cool. That's a neat little gadget. $40. I feel like everyone's raising their prices as the holidays are coming. They're like, let's raise our prices now, and then in December, the 3-month period will be over, so they won't see how we spiked the prices.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. That was great.
That was
Jeff,
amazing.
Thank you. Jeff is in chat. Jeff said it's violence toward dust.
Towards dust.
Violence against filth. Oh, well, there you go. Violence.
Filthy violence.
Is their semi-slogan. So we need more videos. The one that Jeff and Adam sent in is perfect. 1 to 3 minutes. Anything to do with a gadget. Just make sure we can hear your voice and see the gadget. You can be in it if you want. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload it, there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted and then just send the URL that YouTube provides to us so that we can show it on the show. And as long as it's a gadget, we're good with it. Old, new, hated it, loved it, anything to do with a gadget. You'll get the current issue of Mad, and I'm going to send Adam and Jeff the new October issue for their video. Mail at gizwiz.tv. We need something for next week's show.
Do it now. With that, let's move on to the letter.
We count the letters, your lovely letters. We count the Gizwiz letters now.
Now.
All right. So Steve H. has found... He said, Dick and Chad, do either one of you know about the new Dyson product? I asked Chad.
Dyson Camera Jet.
Sorry, it's starting to play the ad.
Okay, it is a toothbrush with a built-in camera and flosser, and we have a one-minute video from the company of how it works.
Okay.
A chat room, trying to think of the price while the video is playing.
It is from Dyson.
Keep that in mind.
Dyson Camera Jet, the first camera-equipped toothbrush that can floss, brush, and mouthwash. Here's how. First, apply Dyson's non-foaming toothpaste. Hold the toothbrush horizontally. Pull your biggest, widest grin. Then power up the device. The camera uses Dyson's machine learning algorithm to accurately identify gaps. Once detected, the brush head jets a blast of liquid between teeth, removing plaque as you brush. Feels good, right? To help the camera detect gaps, move slowly and carefully, using small back and forth oval motions. The slower, the better. You can also view live cleaning footage in real time using the My Dyson app.
What?
Once finished, place the toothbrush on the dock to charge.
Oh,
you can refill the tank with Dyson's low-foaming mouth rinse in just 3, 2, 1. Then simply admire your work.
Wow.
Let's get chat room. Let's play how much. Uncle Lala overshot $1,000, $99.99.
Lumpy says $199. Steven Toronto says $500. All over the place.
Somebody's right, however.
Oh. Yeah.
Steven is off by one penny. Because this is $499, according to Steve.
Wow.
And then I'm sure you have to get
now.
Their...
Yeah, their toothpaste and their... Yeah, $500. Yeah,
they, oh, my God.
And their mouth rinse. But it's insane. I mean, this is a Sonicare... style brush with a water pick that is activated by the camera so that it's not just always firing. It'll fire when it detects a gap in the teeth.
The thing is,
insane.
Once you use it, shouldn't the thing remember where the gaps are and you don't need the camera anymore?
Well, I guess it's the way to, because you're moving it around your mouth.
Yeah,
man.
God. Oh, my God. Well, how, only 13 ratings, but people love it.
That's crazy.
Oh, and I'm going to sit there and hold my phone up while I'm doing
this? No, I mean, that's the thing. Is like, I was just thinking, like, that's a first-time use only.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, let me see the camera that I just paid $500 for.
Oh, my, yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm not. Yeah. If you're making up my shopping gift list, don't put this on it.
Wow. It's kind of incredible. I mean, like... I'm not buying this anytime soon, but kind of an incredible product. I mean, I like that.
You admire the technology.
I admire that they went through all that to add a camera, to add a high powered jet, to figure out the non-foaming nature of whatever toothpaste they got to use. To get the camera to work so that the foam isn't in the way. Like, I mean, there's like a lot of things here. I'm happy that Dyson is doing it. And yeah, there's going to be some people who care that much about their teeth, you know, they're going to get it, but
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. This is like looking at a Ferrari from a far, far away. Like I'm glad it exists, but not for me.
No. And then when you go to a restaurant, someone takes out their toothbrush and says, oh, I don't have my camera, but my toothbrush. Smile.
Exactly. Oh, I can't brush my teeth without my $500 toothbrush.
It is. Exactly.
Thank you, Steve.
That was great. We did not know about it.
That's great.
And it's fun to know about it. Absolutely.
One more kind of fun thing in the news of gadgets. I noticed today the CyberCab is rolling out in Austin. So this is the vehicle made by Tesla that doesn't even have a steering wheel in it. It is purpose-built for two passengers only and just to be a cab. They're rolling out in Austin now. So it is like this ginormous trunk, only two seats, no steering wheel. It's crazy. And they're picking up passengers and stuff. Here, let me see if I can find a quick something to kind of show it visually of what's going on. CyberCab takeover has finally begun. Let's see.
This week's episode, the Tesla CyberCab.
Okay, no. Never mind. Some other video. Okay, no, I can't find any footage. I saw some on Twitter of people like actually getting in into them and their doors open like crazy. I mean, like, have you seen much about the CyberCab at all?
No.
Let's see if this Yahoo article will help us out here.
Do you know if it can go? Are they allowed on highways?
They should. So most likely they are geofenced into an area. So like,
oh, I see.
A lot of them start with a tiny little footprint. So I don't think that footprint is big enough to include the highways yet.
Yeah. Okay.
But I have seen other vehicles. I've seen Waymos on the highway, and of course Teslas drive on the on the highway in autopilot all the time. So I couldn't see any reason not to. Let's see if there's any kind of cool footage here. I was hoping they have like actual people getting in a cab, but they don't. It's a pretty incredible vehicle because, oh my gosh, go away. I don't see an X on that one. Okay, anyway, that's enough of that. Well, I want to say thank you to our patrons over patreon.com /GizWiz. You guys make the show happen every single episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support. If you like the GizWiz, please consider heading on over to GizWiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of our website, and there'll be a big banner that'll take you to our Patreon page. There you can support us or vote on a poll or see the episode, and also pledge for support for every episode. So please, if you like the GizWiz, consider heading over to gizwiz.tv and checking out our Patreon. You can also, while you're on that page, find the PayPal link if you want to give via PayPal. That is there as well. We record the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. The live stream will just update on the website, so just head on over there around that time. Make sure you join the chat room and chat along with all of the people who love to watch the show live. And if you miss one of our live tapings, all of our episodes are there after the fact on our website, gizwiz.tv. They're also on YouTube or Apple Podcasts all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, where Dickie D writes up articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. And what the heck is it? We get to find out what the heck the gadget was. Let me see if I can scroll real fast. Okay, that was the gadget. And I honestly don't know what that is.
Four people knew. It's a doggy slow feeder.
Oh.
And yeah, they have to really work at it because I believe they have to, with their paw, turn it. And as they turn it, food falls into the bowl so they can eat it.
Oh man!
Okay,
oh, man.
And that actual one is no longer available since I bought it.
I see. Okay, but we care about clever answers.
Yes, exactly. A lot of people said it had something to do HEPA filter through a vacuum. Four of those with the vacuum, but we like the silly answers. Prototype wheel for the pocket version of Wheel of Fortune game. Looks like the Wheel of Misfortune. A lot of Tony Stark references. I had to look it up.
Oh yeah, I guess like his
heart.
Piece.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah. So we got several of those. Then other winners: 10,000 BC caveman invention, the first prototype performance wheel. This is great. A telephone dial before the invention of numbers.
Very good.
Shrimp holder, so every shrimp has its own individual pocket. That's Caesar, who's often in chat. Crown for the ruling mignon, lights up and flashes, signaling it's time to eat. Becky, filter installed in the International Space Station to remove floating crumbs following astronauts' mealtime. We got some very funny stuff.
And that's what they won, signed by you.
Yep, the October issue of Mad. Okay. And also on that page is the new September, October. What the heck is it? This is the whole gadget, not a part of the... People always send me in photos and say, can you guess what that is? And I can't, and I look at the answer and it's part of a bed frame. This is the whole gadget. Okay. The whole gadget. If you buy it, this is what you get.
I hate to give it up this early.
Oh, no. He knows already.
It's obviously a cyborg's eye. Obviously.
Okay. Well, I can't comment if that's correct or not.
Six Mad Magazines for correct answers, which it seems really hard to do on that one. 12 Mad Magazines for clever, hilarious, or interesting answers. So get a guessing over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.